Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. When students go back to high school this fall, many of them will begin applying to colleges, and many parents will no doubt inquire about 529 savings accounts, which are tax-advantaged higher education accounts that invest in mutual funds. Wall Street Journal contributor Hannah Schoenberger says that 529s allow investors, usually parents, to contribute after-tax money that'll grow tax-free and can be withdrawn later without any federal taxes or penalties when it's used for qualified higher education expenses like tuition, room and board, or a computer. Hannah joins us now. Hannah, every state in the country offers a 529. So how does one determine which state's 529 is right for a parent, assuming he or she qualifies?
Well, the first thing you want to think about is where do you live? So some states offer special tax benefits to residents who are saving in their own state's 529 plan. And you want to make sure that your state is one of those. If your state is not one of those, then you can choose any plan you like.
Well, you write that state taxes are very important since they'll obviously eat into a person's returns.
Yes, right. The question is whether you'll get benefits. There are other benefits that you might get from your state. For instance, if you live in New Jersey and you have a New Jersey State 529 account, your freshman can get a scholarship of up to $1,500 for the first semester if they go to an approved school in New Jersey. So if you think that might be a possibility for your student and you live in New Jersey, that might be something you could consider. Some other states have programs that are similar to that as well.
And don't some states offer partial scholarships?
Yeah, that's what that New Jersey plan is. It's a partial right. scholarship for students who go to school in-state at an approved college if they already have a 529 account at the state plan.
And Hannah, also you write that parents should think about whether or not they want a financial advisor to sell them the plan.
Right. There's two kinds of plans. There's the direct sold plan, which you just buy directly from the state, from their agency, or there's the financial advisor plan. The financial advisor plans cost a little bit more, but that means that you do have someone overseeing your investment choices. So if you prefer that kind of investing, that's what you're going to want. The direct sold ones are mostly in ETFs and other passive investments.
Moving on, Hannah, one reader asked you whether things like furniture or furnishings for a student's off-campus apartment were an eligible 529 withdrawal expense.
Yeah, sadly, they're not.
No.
You can use your 529 money for off-campus housing if your student is at least a half-time student, but you can't use it for furniture and furnishings, so you're not getting a new couch.
And another reader asked you, quote, can I donate excess 529 funds to a scholarship program at a qualifying institution in order to avoid the 10% penalty and declare it a charitable donation?
Yeah, you can't. You can certainly make this donation, and it will be deductible the way any charitable donation would be, but it is not considered a qualified 529 expense, and that means that you will have to pay a penalty if you withdraw money from your 529 plan from this purpose. And so what that means is that any earnings that you take out, money that grew while it was in the 529, that money will be taxed at your ordinary income rate, and then you'll have to pay a 10% penalty to the federal government as well. So that's probably not the most efficient way to make the donation.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Wall Street Journal contributor Hannah Schoenberger, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Hannah, is there a fairly efficient way to compare the state's 529 plans? Is there a place where they're all together?
Yeah, there are a number of neutral websites that you can look at. The College Savings Plan Network will tell you about all of them. That's collegesavings.org. The private website savingforcollege.com is pretty well respected for having a lot of great content about 529 and about paying for college in general. And then a regular website like morningstar.com, which rates mutual funds, will also tell you a lot about the funds that are in the plans.
And these websites will tell you about the menu of investing options that they offer.
The other thing that you can do is every state plan does have its own website. And it should give you information on the site itself about what the funds are that are offered, what their performance is, which fund company manages them, and other things like the fees.
And Hannah, one reader wrote in to you, I am about to marry a woman who has a daughter in college receiving financial aid. How will my income be treated when awarding aid to my new stepdaughter?
So the question here is whether the man's new wife is the custodial parent of the student or not. So if she is, that means that her husband's income will be taken into account for financial aid. If she's not, if the girl lives with a different parent officially, then his income may not be taken into account or not as much. So that's something that you want to look at studentaid.gov, which is the official Department of Education financial aid site, and see what the rules are on that in each situation. And then you'd also want to call the college where the girl is going and talk to them about what it would be in her case.
Wall Street Journal contributor Hannah Schoenberger, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
It's like having a crystal ball inside your earbuds. The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.